and in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And we are thankful that you have made the intentional choice to tune in at 8:30 of a morning right here on WMIE. If you missed the 8:30 broadcast, it is rebroadcast at 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM, and also rebroadcast 5 o'clock of an evening right back here on WMIE, 5 to 5:30. If you happen to miss any of those and say, oh no, I missed the Refresh Radio broadcast today, you can log on to WMIEFM.com, type in or go to the bottom of the page to the Listen on Demand feature, type in today's date, May the 14th. April was a long month. I don't know why I keep getting hung up on April, but it's May the 14th. We're actually halfway through May. One of the things I pride myself on is how long I can go before I accidentally write the previous year on a check or something like that. And I'm failing when it comes to the April to May thing. Did real good 2018 to 2019, but April to May, I am struggling just a smidge. So it's hard to believe we're already halfway through this month. I got more birthdays to celebrate later this week, and Memorial Day later on. Lots of activities going on. We do want to take this opportunity. If you're a lady in Brevard County and you can hear the sound of my voice, I want to encourage you to put May the 25th at 11 a.m. on your calendar. Deanna Schrodes and the women of the Assemblies of God in the Penn, Florida district are going to be at Merit Assembly of God May the 25th, 11 a.m. There's going to be a time of fellowship. There's going to be a time of praying. There's going to be a time of sharing of the word. It's like a mini conference, and it's absolutely free. No charge whatsoever. And so we want to encourage you to come out and be a part of that. Maybe you need someone to stand in faith with you. I know that some of the people that we have encountered as a result of the radio program, they've been dealing with some problems at home. They've been dealing with problems with health, problems with loved ones' health, problems with finances, career. Listen. If Deanna Schrodes is anything, she is an empowering force for women's ministries. Okay. And so my message on Sundays have been, in the month of May, have been on being pioneers in the faith, pioneers in the faith. If you're looking to be one of those ladies that you're ready to trailblaze new ground, you're looking to go boldly where no one has gone before, I want to encourage you to come out. It's called the Let It Go Tour that is going to be at Merit Assembly of God. No admission charge. Come. We're working hard to get our facilities as ready as we can possibly be so that you can have a glorious, glorious time of ministry. So with that being said, put that on your calendar, May the 25th. 11 a.m. That is Memorial Day weekend, but you can head for holiday after that. That event is over, and you'll be spiritually refreshed and be able to be positioned for ministry at the workplace, at home, at church, everywhere that you go. The ladies of Penn, Florida, my daughter went with them on a missions trip here last year, I believe it was last year, and had gone on another missions trip a couple of years before that. And so if you're looking for ministry opportunities, it will be a great, great time. I encourage you to come and be a part of that. 2 Timothy chapter 2 is where we are going today. We are talking about truth. There's been various things that we have talked about thus far. Let me read verses 14 through 19 again. This is Paul writing to Timothy. This is one of his pastoral epistles. He's equipping this young man that he is positioned as the head of this church in this town, and he's telling him what he should do. And he says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So yesterday we were concluding by talking about shunning profane, cutting off delivery of profane, common, and idle words, words that do not move the spiritual needle. They're not words of faith. Shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. The last thing that we need in churches in America is people coming to church and being more empowered to sin when they come to church than they were before they got there. Yeah, that's the truth. We have a big enough sin problem in America. The last thing that we need is for people to come to church and end up farther away from God after having been at church than they were before they got there. We don't need any more abuse scandals. We don't need any more molestation scandals going on in the church. We don't need any more embezzlement issues. We don't need any more, what is the word? There's a word that goes beyond greed, avarice. We don't need any more avarice going on in the church of Jesus Christ. We need people, when they come to church, to encounter the living God and see people living the way that God wants them to live, and being motivated, empowered to go out and succeed at living a godly life. That's good preaching, if I do say so myself. And so, with that being said, we need more humility and not more pride. We need people who come away. But the reality is, there has always been, all the way back to Paul and still to this day, things that take place in the church, which is meant to be God's house. It's meant to be a place where people have an encounter with God. There have always been times where the enemy had made inroads into God's house, and there was spiritual devastation that took place. It happened in the Old Testament. It happened in the New Testament. It happens today. We just need to make sure that it doesn't happen to us. Okay. And so I'm a pretty easygoing guy. But I tell you, when somebody starts messing with other people's spiritual walk, they can find out that this easygoing pastor who is looking for people to be motivated internally and not always having to be motivated externally, that's really my motivation. But they can find out that if they do something, if they are injuring other people spiritually, they can find out that I have a different personality that I can manifest. Okay, don't. But, you know, I'm called to watch over the souls of people that God brings to Merit Assembly of God. And so, with that being said, Paul's telling Timothy about two people. It says, These profane and idle babblings that are increasing to more ungodliness, their message will not stay isolated, but it has a tendency to spread, and where unhealthy cells damage healthy cells. Okay, that's what it says. Though the people who are propagating all of that foolishness that Timothy was just told about, he said, it doesn't stay isolated. It does not stay self-contained. What it needs is someone who can come in and surround that teaching and prevent it from spreading any further. Whenever I'm praying for people who are dealing with cancer, I pray that the nutrition supply of those cancer cells is cut off. I pray they starve to death. I pray that they lose their ability to reproduce. I pray that they lose their ability to damage the cells around them, that they lose their influence. And I'm thankful for the many technical breakthroughs that have happened medically. But, you know, I also know that God can step in and God can intervene. But most of the time here in America, whenever we see cancer, it requires an action plan. It requires an action plan. I can tell you that there was a situation in my ministry at one point in time, and I was praying that God would do something. You know, I knew it wasn't a healthy situation. I knew it needed to be addressed. And I kept praying that God would address it. And what I finally realized was that God had a plan to address it. And it was me. And so I sought the counsel of my superiors and the authorities, the people who knew more than I did, and I acted in accordance with the wisdom that they had given to me. See, I don't have a negative view of people in authority over me. I got a very positive view of them. I believe they're God's gift to me to keep me from doing stupid stuff. That's the way that I look at it. And I tell you, when I was not acting in accordance with the authority that God had given to me, like Paul said God had given to Timothy, I was starting to suffer negative health effects as a result of that. Once I dealt with the situation, which was still to this day one of the hardest things that I ever had to do in my life, but all of a sudden the stress left my life. And so we have to deal with things, you know, the gossip line should not have a number that's rooted at the church. Gossip should not be disguised as the prayer chain. The prayer chain that we have at Merit Assembly of God is to pray for people that are going through a crisis right now. And they need people to stand in faith. They don't need people to stand in judgment. They don't need people to stand in condemnation. They need people to stand with them in faith, and that their bodies would be made whole, that the trauma that they are going through, that God would isolate the negative influences and extricate those things from the body. So Paul tells Timothy, he says, There's a couple of people who are really good at these profane and idle babblings that increase to ungodliness, and their message is spreading. He names them. Their names are Hymenaeus and Philetus. And he says to them that the reason that they are engaging in those profane and idle babblings that are increasing to godliness and damaging other people is because, and here we go back to the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth, is because they have strayed concerning the truth. They have strayed concerning the truth. What that means is that they had embraced something that wasn't true. They had become convinced of something that in actuality was a lie. And they were persuaded by it, and now they were perpetuating that false truth, and it was a religious false truth. If you look in verse number 18, what they had erred in was that they said that the resurrection was already past. The resurrection was already past. They said that not only it was true that Jesus' resurrection was in the rearview mirror, but primarily this was talking about the resurrection of the believers, that it had already passed and we were being left behind. Now, the scripture does make it very clear that there is a rapture that is taking place, a translation of saints from this world into the presence of Jesus, that it's going to come in the twinkling of an eye like a thief in the night. That's going to happen, and that there are people who are going to be left behind. There are going to be people who thought that they were ready, but they weren't going to be ready. It is very important that you and I find ourselves in a condition of spiritual preparedness. Okay? Don't procrastinate getting your spiritual life together. You know, one thing that I have noticed about just about every mother who is expecting a baby is that, man, they are ready. By the time that baby is ready to be born, they are ready for it to be born. I pray that you and I will have that sort of expectation about this corruptible putting on incorruptibility, this mortal putting on immortality, that we are ready for that event to take place. But until then, we are going to be doing our very, very best at reaching this community with the truth. Okay? A lot of times we need to examine these things. Another place in the scriptures it talks about we need to test the spirits. We need to find out if the things that people are saying line up with the truth of God's word or if they don't. Now, like I say, you know, occasionally there can be something that comes out of my mouth that may not be something that my heart really intended to say. I have a saying that I have taught my kids because sometimes my mouth does not communicate with the exact words that it should have communicated with. And so sometimes I can call Christmas Easter, sometimes I can call Easter Christmas. You know, when I was growing up, my mother called all three of us kids every name that you could think of as far as being names of other children before she would get to ours. I was the oldest. You would think that she would start with me first, but I got called my brother. I got called my sister. At one point in time in my marriage, I came home and my wife called me the dog's name. I was having a conversation with my son on the phone during the NFL draft. They posted some guy's name up there that had just been traded. His name was Josh. My grandson got on the phone, and I called him that guy's name. It's like, well, of course I know my grandson's name. So my saying is this: pay attention to what I mean, not to what I say. and so every once in a while we're having this conversation. If you build relationship with people, You can have this interpretive mechanism that goes on in your relationship, and you can say, you know what, that word that came out didn't sound like it should have fit in that sentence there. I wonder what the person actually meant. And so I had a conversation with my daughter. I don't even remember what it was. I said something, and she got this look on her face that said, That was a word. That's a dadism. That's something that came out. Dad doesn't know that he said this, but it didn't come out the way that it was supposed to. And then all of a sudden, her mental interpretive skills kicked in, and she said, oh, this is what he meant. And rather than correcting me, she said, yes. Yes, it is. She interpreted what was going on. There are always going to be some miscommunications. We've got to make sure, though, that when it comes to the truth of God, that we're embracing the truth, living the truth, so that people are able to understand if we make a verbal faux pas versus propagating a falsehood. Hymenaeus and Philetus had embraced a lie. This was not just a faux pas. This was not a misspeak. This was something that they had believed. They had become convinced that everybody had missed the resurrection of the dead. And if you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you'll find out that has some dangerous side effects. One of the things that I examine is what are the side effects of embracing things that don't line up with the truth. So we've talked about that they don't move the needle, they don't move the people towards godliness. And Paul says that a result of this embracing of this untrue doctrine had caused them to stray from the truth. People that I know, if they stray from the truth, it changes the dynamic of the relationship. Things that they didn't used to do, or things that they used to be able to do, they don't get to do anymore. Okay? If they're And believe me, in love and compassion, if there have been people who have embraced things that I find very dangerous spiritually, I will approach them very cautiously, very gently, and say, you know what, you need to be very careful about that. There are, if you carry that to the conclusion of the matter, I don't think that's going to result. I find it very dangerous when people are constantly condemning and beating down the bride of Christ. I know I wouldn't stand idly by while somebody beat down my wife, and I don't know that Jesus is going to stand idly by and bless it while people are blasting his bride. Okay? I'm giving you the warning signs, and it says here that they've strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. Remember how profane and idle babblings increase ungodliness. This was the result of Hymenaeus and Philetus's behavior. They overthrow the faith of some. That is something you never want on your resume. You want to be a faith builder, not a faith destroyer. You want to be somebody who, when people come around you, that they know that the God who's at work in you is also the God that is at work in them. I want to make sure the things that I proclaim at Merit Assembly of God are not just the latest and the greatest Christian book that has been written. I want to speak a timely word in due season. I want my theology to be as close to perfection as it can possibly get. Because I don't want to overthrow people's faith. I want to build it up. When you're listening to the Refresh Radio program, I pray that you're being inspired to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. Listen, Hymenaeus and Philetus evidently at some point in their journey were no longer being guided by the Holy Spirit, but they were being guided by something else. And instead of being directed into all truth, they ended up being led astray from the truth. Believing a lie will not build your faith. I don't care how convinced you are of the falsehood, it still will not build your faith. And let me just throw one more thing out there in this era of digital media presentation. Just because you read a headline doesn't mean that that is really what the article has to say. A lot of people have, they have people who write the title of the articles who did not write the articles. And those websites end up generating revenue from the number of clicks that they get onto that article. And so they have clickbait. And you know, you have to be careful when you're opening your emails, because sometimes those things that you get there, even though they look authentic, they're actually coming from a source that has counterfeited something. So you need, in this era where we are being exposed to truth, or exposed to things on a regular basis, we've got to build a relationship with people and sources so that we can know whether or not what they're saying is true or whether it's not true. Paul told Timothy, don't strive about words that are unprofitable. Present yourself as a person who handles the word of God with truth. You rightly divide the word of truth. You avoid the common vernacular and speech of the day. You avoid babblings that are not going to move the faith needle. And you do not stray from the truth. You embrace the truth. You do not stray from the truth. And you do not want to do anything that's going to overthrow another person's faith. If you've been told some things that damaged you, I want to say, I'm sorry. But God, the God of all truth, is inviting you to come back home. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.